Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, April 15th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 77 years ago, today in 1947, Jackie Robinson, who broke baseball's racial barrier, played in his first major league game for the Brooklyn Dodgers at Ebbets Field. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect a gradually fading blend of north-northwest swell and south-southwest swell on Monday, with waist-high waves at many winter exposures in North County, San Diego. Better breaks will be chest-high, with South County focal points seeing head-high sets. Surf will slowly taper off during the day. Tuesday sees fresh south-southwest swell move in, with good southerly exposures going from waist to stomach-high in the morning, then chest-to-shoulder-high range. Monday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 2 to 3 feet until 1. After that, it's fair for a bit, but then the wind picks up. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot outgoing tide, when the east-southeast swell is 1 foot at 19 seconds and the offshore wind is 5 mph. The first low tide Monday will be 0 feet at 11 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide just after 7 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 53 degrees with 3 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:19, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some clouds through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 61 and wind of 5 to 15 mph. Tonight, patchy fog after 11 p.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 53 and wind of 5 to 10 mph. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday starts with patchy fog, then turns mostly sunny, with a high near 62 degrees. Wednesday and Thursday will be partly sunny with highs in the low to mid-60s. Expect increasing clouds Thursday night with patchy fog. Friday begins foggy, then turns partly sunny, with a high near 61. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the USS Boxer, an amphibious assault ship, has been forced to return to San Diego only 10 days after its departure due to mechanical issues. The ship was meant to be on a deployment in the Indo-Pacific region, but encountered unspecified engineering problems, leading to the early return. This incident marks another setback for the USS Boxer, which has faced multiple delays and engineering challenges in the past, attributed to factors such as underskilled labor and leadership issues. The Navy plans to conduct additional maintenance on the ship to address these problems. Now on to sports. Scottie Scheffler secured his second Masters victory in 3 years, outpacing Ludvig Åberg by 4 strokes at Augusta National. The contest, initially tight among leaders, shifted distinctly in Scheffler's favor with a tap-in birdie on the 9th hole. His performance through Amen Corner widened the gap as competitors faltered. Scheffler's precise play extended his lead, undeterred by challenges from Aberg. With his consistent play, Scheffler not only claimed another green jacket, but also reinforced his stature as a dominant force at one of golf's most prestigious tournaments, promising a bright future in the major championships. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road beat the Dodgers 6-3. And the Lakers on the road beat the Pelicans 124-108. The Clippers, at home, lost to the Rockets 116-105. Tonight, the Kings are at home to take on the Wild. In top news, well, folks, looks like the TikTok sleuths came through rather quickly. Charles Withers, the Massachusetts chef who abruptly left his family, has been discovered in Texas, working as a personal chef for Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan. Withers apparently fled after accruing substantial debts, including over $55,000 on a business credit card and thousands more in tax liens. His lavish expenditures on clothing and indulgent meals at upscale restaurants contributed to his financial downfall. The saga unfolded virally after his wife, unable to contact him for months, sought help online, turning Withers into one of the most discussed figures on social media. Now in Texas, the search appears to have come to a close, with a number of women coming forward who identified him on the dating app Bumble. Also, hundreds of others came through to directly contact the abandoned wife, showcasing once again the power of social media. I'd know, this one may not be over. It just sounds too juicy. Stay tuned. In business news, Apple has relinquished its position as the world's top smartphone maker to Samsung, as reported by IDC. The first quarter of 2024 saw Apple's iPhone shipments decrease by approximately 10%, resulting in a drop to a 17.3% market share. Meanwhile, Samsung captured the lead with a 20.8% share, bolstered by robust sales of its new Galaxy S24 series. This shift underscores intensifying competition from Android manufacturers, particularly from Chinese brands like Huawei and Xiaomi, which continue to expand their market presence. Apple's recent challenges in China, where it faces restrictions from some companies and government agencies, also contributed to the decline in its global standing. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is $65,000. Ethereum is at $3,100. And Solana, it is $147. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Archaeologists have unearthed an 8,200-year-old paleoarchaic campsite at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, revealing about 70 artifacts that offer insights into early human life in North America. Located near White Sands National Park, the site predates the region's iconic dunes and provides valuable clues about the paleoarchaic people's activities, including their use of mesquite charcoal. I'm sure there will be more news to come about this significant archaeological find. And in entertainment news, Season 3 of The Lincoln Lawyer on Netflix is gearing up to delve deeper into Mickey Haller's complex legal world. This season, based on Michael Conley's fifth book, The Gods of Guilt, introduces Mickey grappling with a new case tied to a former client, all linked to a murder indicated by a mysterious text message. As Mickey confronts ghosts from his past, the storyline promises his toughest case yet, blending personal trials with professional challenges. Expect the return of Neve Campbell, utilizing flashbacks to enrich Mickey's backstory, alongside new cast members enhancing the drama. Anticipate a late 2024 release, with an official trailer expected soon. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Jackie Robinson. And number 42 said, "Life is not a spectator sport. If you're going to spend your whole life in the grandstand, just watching what goes on, in my opinion, you're wasting your life. So today, get out there and take a couple big swings." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.